Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Stoney, let's talk a little Michigan football, shall we?
Please.
They will be in action on Saturday taking on Rutgers.
Which will basically be a home game from what I understand.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that Jim Harbaugh's taking certain precautions, and he won't be traveling Shea Patterson, Rashawn Gary, or Don Brown.
Oh, so the line is probably dropped about 18?
18, are you crazy? but anyway, everybody's focusing in on Ohio State and what might lie ahead. Michigan is fourth in the playoff race. And, well, I know that some Michigan fans are still nervous out there, and they should be because, look, it's Ohio State. It's not like they've dominated this series. It's a tough place to go and win. This is shaping up to be a special year of Michigan football. And we've had a couple special years of Michigan football. The two that come to mind are 06, where they went into the final game unbeaten, second in the country against Ohio State, and obviously 97. Mm-hmm. Now, it looked special a couple years ago.
Right.
They were ranked in the playoffs all the way through up until the Iowa game. They lost to Iowa. They ended up losing to Ohio State. And then they lost in the Orange Bowl, right? The Orange Bowl to Florida State.
Yes.
Do you think they're, well, I guess it's a two-part question. I mean, obviously, you can't deny the fact of where they are. You can't deny their 8-1 record. But let's face it, when this season started, particularly after they lost to Notre Dame, there was a lot of frustration and grumbling. We weren't talking about Jim Harbaugh as coach of the year. We were talking about Jim Harbaugh in the hot seat. And the script seems to have flipped in this town with this fan base. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But if I'm right, for you as a Michigan fan, when did it flip? What did Michigan do to make you think, okay, there's something different happening here? Harbaugh's catching on, and this team's actually pretty good. What was the turning point for you as a fan?
There were two points. Number one, the first one was at Northwestern after they played so horrifically in the first quarter, and they were able to come back and win the game. And you can laugh all you want, but it was still a tough environment to win on the road. That place.
That's a home game for Michigan.
I know, but Northwestern's still a pretty good team. I'm not saying they're great, but a pretty good team. And look, and I know they're garbage, as somebody in the afternoon would say. They're not as good as they have been. But when they just manhandled Wisconsin, I said, you know what? This team is pretty freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
But I still, I still have my reservations because...
But you're kind of a nervous Nelly fan, as
oh,
it is.
Oh, I'm definitely a nervous Nelly fan. Saturday doesn't worry me at all. Next Saturday at home against Indiana, who always seems to give teams trouble, enough trouble. They usually don't win, but enough to make me nervous.
Okay. I there were a couple times in the season, and the first one, I will admit, it may have been a little bit of fool's gold, but the degree to which Michigan absolutely humbled Nebraska at home was telling to me. Like, when you look at the season up until that point, and really you look at Harbaugh up until that point, you know, they what do? They lose to Notre Dame. They beat Western. The SMU game, you know, I thought they were going to absolutely destroy SMU.
And they played bad in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, they won by 25, so it's not a horrible. But then Nebraska came in. Oh, Scott Frost, you know, will Taylor Magic play? I know it's not Taylor Magic. It's the other Martinez kid.
Yes.
But anyway, and they just, they just destroyed them. I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting. Now, a week later, they go to Northwestern and, you know, obviously stumble around for the better part of, a half to three quarters, mm-hmm. and then they come back and win. But what they did to Michigan State, at Michigan State, and the fact that Michigan State was coming off a win against Penn State and then went on and then won back-to-back games, one of which was against a pretty good Purdue team. I think what it did is it circled what they did against Michigan State. And the fact that they held the Michigan State Spartans to less than 100 yards of total offense. 100 yards? That's, you know, all year long, I felt like even though they have the best defense in college football statistically, and maybe even in reality, I felt like their defense has been somewhat undervalued. But when they did that, I said, okay, now we really have something here.
See, because of Michigan State's problems at quarterback that game.
But 100 yards.
I know. Some were, obviously, Lewerke's problems were affected by Michigan's defense, but he was horrible. The injuries, it was impressive, but it wasn't something that said, oh, my God, they held that offense to 100 yards? So that didn't really do it for me that much. But see, I obviously won.
But I think what you said right there is part of the problem with why Michigan fans and Michigan skeptics have a hard time accepting that this team's actually pretty good, is because they were horrible because Michigan made them horrible. Wisconsin was horrible because Michigan made them horrible, right? I feel like that's being lost in the shuffle a little bit, is that Michigan's defense is so good that they're taking decent offenses. Like, I'm sorry, I'm tired of the narrative constantly changing where they haven't beaten anybody. They haven't beaten anybody. Well, part of the reason they haven't beaten anybody is because the teams that they've beaten are somebody's who they turned into nobodies.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, that part is true. There's no doubt about it. Look, they have a terrific defense, and they're a really good football team. Like I said, I'm still a nervous Nelly. And the fact that Ohio State is struggling a little bit kind of adds to my angst,
mm-hmm.
rather than makes it even better. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I've seen this movie before, even on the reverse side, when Ohio State has had better teams back, you know, when Cooper was coaching.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
they went in and Michigan ruined their season.
But I think what's different about this team, there's two things, and this goes back to the 97 team as well, and the 2006 team. First of all, defense travels. I mean, defense is consistent. Offense, if you're a high-flying offense, you might have a bad day. If you're Shea Patterson, there might be a day where you make the wrong read. There might be a day where you mean to pull the ball back from Caron Higdon and you don't pull it back cleanly and the ball's on the ground. Defense, it's pure effort. It's pure physical force. If you're a good rebounding basketball team, you're going to get the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good defensive team, you're usually going to play good defense, and they're a really, really good defensive team. That's number one. And number two, and we kind of talked about this with Don Brown when we talked to him this week, the Michigan defensive coordinator, the combination of outstanding players, which they have defensively, players who clearly play for each other, which they have, and then you add to that the whole chip on their shoulder, it means that the motivation is always going to be there. And they have a huge chip on their shoulder when it comes to Ohio State. Huge. So there's a lot to play for there, too.
I know. No doubt. And look, Ohio State is still Ohio State. I don't care what anybody says. I don't. You know, they could be 4-4-7 in that game, and they're still Ohio State. And if Michigan goes down there and wins, I mean, come on. What more can people ask for?
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Is this a special football team? Obviously, that's going to be determined against Ohio State and in the Big Ten championship game. If they win out, they'll be in the playoff. Now, we've talked all year long, and I think, Michigan, you're a Michigan fan, Stoney. Gov, you're a Michigan fan. And, you know, strong passions on both sides. Whoa, did I just do that?
I don't know.
That's crazy. You said a couple weeks ago, I think, I don't want to misquote you, that you think that that if they go ahead and beat Michigan State, you know, run the gauntlet, as it were. But what is that?
It's
is that me.
It's me. It's me. There's something wrong with my headphones. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you think they'll have a good season? That this is a good season? Now, do your expectations now change because of what's out there in front of them and the fact that Ohio State, like if they lose to Ohio State this year, given who Ohio State is, will that change your feeling on the season?
I'll be disappointed,
yeah.
but I wouldn't call it a failure. And I think some people have changed their expectation to where they would now,
mm-hmm.
that everything's sitting on a silver platter for them to go to the playoff. I am not going to overreact to what's going on in Columbus right now. I think they have a great quarterback. I think they're a talented team.
Right.
I've seen this story before, and I think it's a pick 'em game down there.
I'm fascinated to see what happens Saturday in East Lansing. That to me,
yeah,
because you know, there's been times where Michigan State was favored in, you know, East Lansing against Ohio State, or at least thought we'd be have a really good game. And I remember specifically both Terrell Pryor and JT Parrott rolling in there and just rolling over MSU. And Haskins isn't the same type of quarterback in terms of mobility, but he's obviously got some talent.
No, overall, I think Harbaugh has righted the ship, and I feel confident in him going forward, no matter what. And I was starting to question some of that even earlier this year. You know, without a doubt, it's been confirmed that the problem last year was quarterback, period, end of story, is my opinion, like I thought it was in real time last year.
Well, the offensive line was horrible, too,
yes,
last
it
year.
Was. There were other problems, okay, but if they had Shea Patterson on last year's team, yes, they would have won probably two of those games.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
So, but this is it. This is for him to get everybody off his back for good. The Ohio State, you know, the fact that he hasn't beaten them yet, it's all sitting there.
I think people are already off his back. Somebody had a line last week where said it took about 30 seconds in real time for Harbaugh to go from the hot seat at Michigan to on all the watch lists for NFL head coaching openings, right? Do you know that when Hugh Jackson got fired?
Oh,
it was like, Harbaugh. It's like, wait a minute, I thought 2 weeks ago this guy was on the hot seat at Michigan.
I saw something on the Big Lead. I don't know if it was a tweet or an article. Jason McIntyre said that if Jason Garrett gets fired at the end of the year like he should
Harbaugh should
be either Lincoln Riley or Jim Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. Bob in Detroit, Michigan, 97.1 The Ticket. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
I guess I just like your opinion as to, I'm not sure what's going on with the field goal for Michigan. Every time they get within distance, they don't kick a field goal. And how far do you think they can get without a field goal kicker?
Well, they tried it was about a 50-yarder on Saturday, and it got blocked and returned for a touchdown. That was called back by a bad block by Penn State. But, yeah, that is a problem right now.
I don't
now.
Get it. I mean, this guy's been solid his first couple of years at Michigan. I don't get it.
Yeah,
they
don't seem to talk about it at all. I'm not sure why it's not brought up or whether they're trying to make some corrections and keep it low-key, but you just don't hear anything about it.
Well, you know, if it continues, don't be surprised if you see Jake Moody take over the kicking chores.
Yeah, I mean, this happened, I remember, with Harbaugh a couple years ago with the kicking, and he, remember, I mean, he was very matter-of-fact about it. I think we had talked to him about it on our show. He said, got to make the kicks. I mean, I told him plain and simple, you're good enough. We'd have faith in you. Against Michigan State in the first half, when Michigan State kept giving the ball to Michigan with good field position and Michigan wouldn't do anything with it, when that game was still very much in question. I think it was 7-0 at the time, Michigan. And it's almost like they were playing for a punt. They weren't even playing for a field goal.
Right.
Now, the conditions obviously weren't the best.
And then he missed a field goal.
That's
in
part
that game
of it.
Too.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a very good point. And to your overall question, how far can this team go without a reliable kicking game? They've made it this far, but when you're talking about an Ohio State team, and if they win that game and win the Big Ten, you know, I mean, if they get into the playoffs, that you would think that'd be a very, very important tool to have.
You would think so.
I don't know how great this defense is yet. I don't 100% trust it as, like, the 97 defense.
Well,
like I made that comparison a few days ago that, look, in 2006, the defense got exposed. Everybody thought 2006 defense was just like 97, and it wasn't when they faced elite competition.
Well, here's the thing about that. Ohio State still passes the ball pretty well. Guys like Paris Campbell and all that, they're really fast. Michigan, when you play as much man-to-man as they do, you're going to get burnt every once in a while.
Okay, yeah, that's true. So let's go back to 97.
Right.
They got burnt in the Ohio State game on one play. The Heisman Trophy winner did, Charles Woodson. But it was one play, and they held the 24 or to 14 points, I believe.
Yeah.
So I
don't know
2006 makes me weary a little bit because of I look, they have all the talent in the world, but, you know, I have the ghost of Sean Crable still haunting me.
I don't know what
stupid ass penalty.
I don't know what they could do though to win you over. I mean,
go to Columbus at home, the 21 or less.
Well, yeah, but I clearly, but I'm saying prior to that, the numbers are staggering. You know, they have NFL players at multiple positions. Like we said before the update, they have guys who seem to really enjoy playing with each other, and so therefore there's a chemistry on that defense that you don't see very often that you did see in 06, you did see in 97. And you also have guys who clearly have something to prove.
And
I mean, even Rashawn Gary now has a double chip.
All those things you just said are exactly the same as 2016.
2006.
Even 16. They statistically had a great defense with tons of NFL talent. And they went down there and actually played a pretty good defensive game in Columbus. And because of the interceptions by Spate, it screwed them. So right. I want to see the defense with a similar performance and then not the turnovers.
They haven't played an elite offense yet. That's the question.
But first of all, this college football, so you're not going to face many elite offenses. And second of all, I mean, it's a pretty high standard for a defense if they're allowing, 211 yards per game, and you're still like, yeah, but let's see them do it against Ohio State. Guys do have bad games occasionally. I mean, it does happen. I mean, that I still think the 2006 defense is a really, really good defense. They just, that particular day, went up against the Heisman Trophy winner who was at the top of his powers.
I don't know about that. They were, the bowl game wasn't much better either against USC. And that both those teams had really good, I mean, the fact that when they went down there and gave up 42 points in that game, that was just so disheartening.
John in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I think last weekend kind of opened my eyes a little bit to how good Michigan can be. And the reason I say that is because, I mean, Penn State, that's a divisional opponent who's been in contention in the Big Ten. I mean, that game looked more like Michigan versus a Louisiana Tech or something like that. Like, I mean, they made Penn State hapless. And I think people tend to be a little bit too dismissive of seeing a team do that because I people have gotten into this thing like you're either Alabama or you're Clemson or you suck.
Right. That's the whole problem with sports in general right now.
Yeah, and I like locally, I'd like to call it the Valenti factor because I like listening to Mike. He's really, but at the same time, he's a little prone to hyperbole when it comes to his measuring stick of what teams should be able to do. Penn State, they got clipped by MSU and Ohio State, but I mean, they were playing those teams head to head. Michigan made them look like a scrub, and I think that's uncommon in this day and age. So I think, I mean, guys like Josh Uche, like he's becoming a household name. I think he leads the conference in sacks, and they keep cycling these guys now. And I don't know, man, you better bring your lunchbox if you want to beat Michigan right now.
Their defense is amazing. I'm seeing something Pro Football Focus College giving up the least amount of yards per cover snap in the year. The number one in the country is David Long. Number three in the country is Lavert Hill.
But, I mean, John, it's such a great point, and I'm glad you brought it up because I agree with you 100%, and that is, and I kind of said it in a different way earlier, Michigan is playing somebodies and turning them into nobodies, and by that I mean, oh, they stink. They stink because Michigan made them look hapless, right? I mean, he's right. Penn State lost to Michigan State and Ohio State. Those were their two losses going into Saturday's game. Those are not dog meat schools. They didn't lose to Akron at home like Northwestern did. They lost to Ohio State, and they lost to Michigan State.
But they almost lost to Appalachian State at home, and they should have lost to Iowa at home.
Okay, Valenti.
No, I'm just saying.
But they
beat them. I understand that.
And Michigan made them look like trash.
They did make them look like trash.
So they don't.
But this is not some really good Penn State team, though, is my point.
Okay. So you actually agree with Mike, and you don't agree with John, that there's basically Alabama, Clemson. You just said, Stoney, a second ago.
No, but let me
finish.
Okay.
You said it's everything that's wrong with sports right now. That was your exact quote, which I thought was odd, because I think there's a lot of things wrong with sports, not just, and now you're going doing it, saying, this is not a good Penn State team.
Well, it's not a real good Penn State team.
Why do we play the games? Seriously. Just fast forward to the Ohio State game.
But I'm not.
They beat Wisconsin.
But
there's a difference. They destroy Wisconsin.
There's a difference. Hold on.
State.
There's a difference.
They destroy Penn State. They destroy all these teams. Like, well, they're not that good anyway. You know, why even bother?
No, there's a difference between saying a team is not real good as opposed to saying the team's garbage. I didn't say they're garbage. Penn State's not garbage. Wisconsin is not garbage. They're not as good as they've been in the past. That's all I'm saying. It's not a real good Penn State team.
All right. Why bother playing? Seriously, just cancel the entire season and have Michigan play Ohio State. Because what does it matter? They can't do anything. They can't do anything to satisfy
you're putting thoughts in my brain here. No.
I'm not putting thoughts into
your
brain.
Yeah, you are, because you're taking what I said. If I said a team's not real good, you're assuming that I think they suck. No, that's not true. They don't suck.
Okay.
They're just not great.
Who is real good besides Alabama and Clemson?
Who's real good?
No one.
Notre Dame, real Georgia. Good? Give me somebody besides them.
I think Michigan's real good.
Why? Who have they beaten?
Because I think their team is real good.
But who have they beaten?
I told you that I still don't 100% trust the defense is like an all-timer defense. At the same time, I think there's the room there that it is.
Their offense is getting better, too.
The whole Skip Bayless thing that they could give Alabama the best game, I think that it's a possibility along with Clemson, because Clemson has a really good defense, too.
Right. Ticket text 97136. Jamie, our quarterback was dead. Of any game on Michigan's schedule, that's one you cannot pimp. I'm not sure what team he represents.
Michigan State.
I'm joking,
Stone. Okay, I don't know.
Follow along here.
Okay,
yes, I know. But Nebraska could probably say their quarterback was dead too. Whatever. I'm a Michigan fan. I'm a U of M grad, but this is a typical Michigan football season. They will lose to Ohio State. They will be out of the playoffs, lose the Big Ten, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. Let's go to Brian in Oak Park, 97, won the ticket. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. You know, like the thing about this year, just in overall in college football and like the Big Ten, is that right now, like the Big Ten, it's not like elite. It's not, the teams aren't as strong. You know, like you see like Penn State and like Wisconsin and OSU. And like, I think that's what Stoney was saying. He's not saying that they're horrible, but they're not elite. And so this would be the year, you know, because if Michigan runs the table and they beat this OSU team, you get your shot in the college football playoff, you know. But then, like, from there, that's where you get to see, you know, are you elite, you know. So it's not like a knock against them. It is what it is. But, like, this isn't a year where, like, everybody's beating each other up in the Big Ten because you got all these, like, elite teams. You don't.
But that's exactly, like, but what you just said, Brian, is exactly what's happening. These teams are beating each other up in the Big Ten, right? So that's, it's quite the opposite. Teams, you know, Michigan State beats Penn State. Penn State, you know, loses to Michigan State, but then Michigan State loses to Michigan. So, you know, problem is for people is that Ohio State lost to Purdue. If Ohio State hadn't lost to Purdue.
Yeah. And that's exactly what, like, I'm saying.
But doesn't it tell you Purdue's actually pretty good?
No, obviously, you know, like, they're not elite. They're not, like, pretty good. It's like OSU is not elite. It's like there were, like years when it was, like, Penn State, OSU, Michigan State, Michigan. Those four, you know, it's going to be, like, a dog fight. But it's like now OSU, they've got some big gaping holes. MSU, and I'm an MSU fan, we have big gaping holes. Penn State, they're not. Right now, Michigan is the most complete team. Usually, you have three or four complete teams. This is not the case this year because it's no, like, they're not dogfights. Like, Wisconsin, it is not, they are not complete. So that's why this year, it's not a knock against Michigan. That's why Michigan has to run the table, though. Because if they lose to OSU, you get, like, no shot at the college football playoff.
Well,
that's
of course. Well, they would have two losses anyway if they would lose the game. Yes, they obviously have to win the table. But you're right. That's what we agree on, the fact that those teams, and like I said, and, you know, we got heated up a little bit here, those teams, Wisconsin, they're not garbage. Penn State, they're not garbage. They're just not as good as they have been in the past few years. That's my whole point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say. I mean, so let's say Wisconsin had kept the Michigan game close and Michigan would have won 17-16 and it was a hard-fought classic at Michigan Stadium. What would that tell us?
Well, it depends. Like, if Wisconsin had, you know, beaten Brigham Young and looked good in some of their other wins, you would have sat there and said, you know what, that's a really good win. That's a good Wisconsin team. That's the difference.
I think one of the things, at least to the caller's point, is he didn't say it, but where is the Big Ten's even above average non-conference win? I mean,
yeah, I know.
Maryland to Texas.
You're right.
Or not at, but
yeah, Maryland beating Texas. That's it. If you think about it, actually, you know what's what ended up being a pretty good win.
Where's the one that matters?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's, what is it? Ohio State against TCU
and TCU. Look at what TCU's been this year. I know, which is stunning, because that was early on. That looked like a really good win.
There's nothing. Michigan's doing what it's
Michigan
supposed
State
to do.
Over, okay? Michigan I, State and I think over Utah State.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They're like, what, 15th or 16th in the country, something like that, Utah State?
I mean, the thing is that, okay, if the Big Ten is down, well, Michigan's annihilating these teams.
Right.
So, you know, they're the class. They're the one team. I don't think the Big Ten's been full of all these great teams like the caller was, three or four. No.
No. Well, they had, you know, some years you had, you know, Penn State, Michigan State, and Wisconsin, and Michigan was really good 2 years ago.
I mean, you got to look at Penn State had, almost a once-in-a-generation running back, and beyond that, I've never thought much of the whole Franklin era.
Well, no, they got rid of their offensive coordinator. I mean, well, he left on his own to be head coach, but you can obviously see the difference there. So, yeah.
Some ticket techs. The problem is that Michigan hasn't played a good offensive team with a quarterback that was healthy. That's from Kurt in Westland. If the Wolverines make the playoffs, the kicker won't matter when they're losing 56-14. Michigan's had a very good defense all 4 years at Michigan. Oh, Harbaugh's 4 years at Michigan. The quarterback position has limited them every single year. Patterson is a huge difference.
Well, the first year, Rudock did pretty well, so I'm not going to say it hindered him his first year.
To answer your question, I realized that Michigan had a special team when Shea Patterson started making the scramble plays that Michigan couldn't for the last couple of years. That's from Matt in West Bloomfield.
And along with that, as you know, Patterson keeps better with the scramble plays, he's also much better with the RPOs. His fakes and things like that have gotten much, much better.
Jamie, you're way off. Those teams are all bad because they're bad. Michigan's good, but they've played no good offenses. Wisconsin, Penn State, and Michigan State, all those teams have three losses. Michigan's basically given up one touchdown in the last three games. I do not count garbage time in the fourth quarter and one turnover at the 11-yard line in the Michigan State game. This team is awesome and will dance their way into the Final Four. Go Blue, Dennis, and St. Clair Shores.
I hope you're right. I would love it.
If somehow Michigan pulls off the impossible and beats Alabama in the college football playoff, everyone will be saying that Bama had a bad game or half their players were sick with the flu or something.
No, they won't.
You know what the formula would be to winning that game? We've had the example of one of the, I think, the best team in college football in this century was the 2001 Hurricanes, or 2002. 2001-2002, where right. They lost Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. Nobody saw that coming.
No.
But Michigan is similar to that Ohio State team where they've got the weapons to open it up they need to. They got a good solid D. Alabama's the one thing about Alabama is their defense, I still think, is a little leaky.
LSU's
offense is horrible.
Right. Their secondary is leaky.
Okay. Andre in Detroit, you're on 90. What did they score on Georgia? What did LSU score in Georgia?
36.
Okay. But their offense is horrible. Okay. Andre in Detroit, you're on 97, won the ticket.
You know, I got 4 points. The first point, you talked about Penn State and how they barely beat Appalachian. Pitt over in the ACC is in position to play Clemson for the conference title, and I believe Penn State hung 55 on them.
That's true.
Clemson sucks.
All right. But – and you then bring up the 2006. As long as Harbaugh has been at Michigan, this is the first time where we have confidence in the offensive line. If you remember his first year with the fumble with the snap, the reason why Michigan couldn't close the game out because they couldn't run for a first down.
True.
Now.
And against Iowa, year, too.
The following year, you had Iowa and Ohio State. William Space got hurt. Up until that point, he had over almost 2,000 yards, like 16 touchdowns, something like two interceptions, something like that. And they were 9-0. He got hurt. So he was limited against Ohio State. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, this is the first year that we actually have confidence in the offensive line. Also, the Big Ten is among the two only conferences, major conferences, that have a winning record against Power Five conferences, the SEC and Michigan. And last point. Michigan's strength of schedule, their SOS, the sagging rating and the S&P is higher than all the other three teams above them.
Yeah, but those teams
Alabama really, their best win was against really an overrated LSU team.
Oh, come on. Now you're doing
no,
it.
They're not
All right. Everyone's overrated. Everybody sucks.
Can we make this proclamation? Alabama is clear and above ahead of everybody else this year.
I think they suck.
I think so.
Okay.
I think Alabama's clear. I think it's Alabama.
Are they beatable?
Else.
Yes. Everybody's beatable.
Yeah.
You guys been paying attention for the last 100 years?
Jamie thinks Michigan's got the steel curtain defense of the 70s.
I think they're pretty good, but they haven't played anybody, so I guess we'll find out when they actually play somebody. Maybe that'll be in the future. Maybe it'll be cosmically.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.